Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steak and Burger Night with Mike Norvell, which benefits the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Memphis. It's at Graceland. I'm going to be hosting it along with Jeff Calkins, but the guest speaker and the star of the show is going to, again, be the third-year head football coach of the University of Memphis Tigers. I am, of course, talking about Mike Norvell. Tickets are still available, by the way, bgcm.org. That's bcgm.org. So go buy some tickets. I'll see you tomorrow night. And while you're doing that, we'll make Mike Norvell the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Mike, it's Gary. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good, Gary. How about yourself?
Everything's all right in my world. I appreciate you being here. I want to start with this. A little off topic for you, I know, but play along with me. The Commission on College Basketball announced its recommendations earlier today in an attempt to clean up the sport in light of an ongoing FBI investigation that exposed the underbelly of college basketball, some of which involves shoe companies. I ask this question from a position of curiosity. I genuinely don't know. Are shoe companies a big deal when it comes to football recruiting as well?
You know, I mean, when it comes to the interaction of, you know, student athletes and how that works with football, I don't think it's as big of a deal. You know, obviously we're excited about the brand of Nike and what we get to showcase, you know, each and every, you know, Saturday when we take the field. But you know, our kids are excited that they know they get to wear that product, and you know, it's definitely a hit for us.
I'm talking to Mike Norvell, University of Memphis football coach. All right, let's get right into it. Better play caller, me or Jake Elliott?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I think that, you know, you definitely showed well in your one opportunity. I know I didn't get any calls to come back for a second opportunity. I think you're going to take your one and done and be happy with it, huh?
I wanted to have a perfect record and also didn't want to invite myself. That seemed inappropriate. But yes, finishing 1-0, that's better than most coaches do.
Well, I have no doubt about it. And after watching your play calling for 1 year, there might have been a reason why I didn't call you back. I mean, I'm not going to say who's better or worse, but you know, just take your victory and be happy with it.
That's exactly what I did. I'm obviously mentioning that because I called plays in the last spring game. Jake and D'Angelo were in this spring game. Just in terms of spring practice, what did you see from your guys that pleased you most by the conclusion of that? What are you most encouraged by?
You know, really, the mentality. You know, we talk a lot about you know, continuing to progress as a program, and you know, use the word climb quite a bit. And you know, we've seen success in our first 2 years, and you know, obviously, we've had some great players that have been able to move on. And you know, I think this weekend's gonna be a great weekend for you know, our guys that, you know, in the NFL draft and you know, seeking new opportunities. But you know, I saw a football team that was hungry, and you know, they came. You know, our guys came back. You know, we have a young team, and you know, we've had 35 freshmen that have played in our first two seasons. You know, this year's team actually only has 9 seniors on it, so you know, it's a young football team, but it's one that wants to improve. It wants to continue to elevate our program. You know, our guys know that we have a lot of work to do, and some guys that are looking for you know, expanded roles, want an opportunity to be the showcase players. And And, you know, I saw a lot of hard work and, you know, commitment to what we're trying to do here.
You mentioned the NFL draft. What's realistic from your perspective for Anthony Miller?
You know, it's such a weird, you know, dynamic to try to predict, you know, how that things are going to fall. I know the teams love him. I know that, you know, he showed well in you know, his time with the interviews at the combine, you know, his pro day, you know, what he was able to showcase in some of his physical skills, you know, was great. And then, you know, it just really, you know, how the dominoes start to fall with how teams are selecting and who's available. But, you know, I think he's probably a pretty good in pretty good positions for at least the second day. Might sneak into the first day, but we'll see how it all plays out.
Talking to Mike Norvell, University of Memphis football coach. Tomorrow night, Steak and Burger Night with Mike Norvell benefits the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Memphis. It's at Graceland. Starts at 7. You can get tickets at bgcm.org. That's bcgm.org. Jeff Calkins and I will co-host the event. One more thing on the NFL draft. Usually by now, we have a pretty good sense for who's going number one or who's the first quarterback off the board. The picture seems muddied right now. You have actually coached against some of these guys, and obviously you have an eye for quarterbacks. Do you have a sense for who you would take first? If you were picking first and picking a quarterback, who would Mike Norvell take?
You know, I mean, I'm biased, and I know he's not in a conversation. I really like the guy that was my quarterback last year.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think, I think there's a lot of it really is a good quarterback class that's coming out. I know Rosen's been talked about. I think he's going to be a great pro. I mean, I think that there's guys that, whether it's Mayfield or Allen or who those, or Riley Ferguson, who's going to end up being the best professional is there's a lot of factors that go into it. And, I know that Riley did an exceptional job in his time here. He's a guy that I have the utmost confidence will be a longstanding, professional quarterback and can play at a high level. But, who's going to go number one? It really ties down to what a team is looking for, and it is a deep class and guys that are definitely talented, and I'll be interested to see myself.
I want to circle back to spring practice real quick. You obviously exited without a clear picture of who your starting quarterback is going to be. I imagine it's not the biggest deal. I don't think Riley actually left spring practice as your identified starting quarterback when he first arrived on campus, but obviously that creates a big story and a big headline. How big of a deal is it? Is it even a disadvantage to not know right now who's going to start game one for you?
I don't think so. I believe that, there's a lot of time before we have fall camp. I mean, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. I felt really good about where Riley was, 2 years ago. But, he had to go and earn it. And, these guys are going to have, a tough and grueling, summer program. It's going to be one that they're going to have to do a lot of work on their own and be able to continue to develop so that we're at the highest level that we can be at when we report back for camp. And then they have to go win the job. And so, we're excited. I think, going through spring, we had a great competition. We had four quarterbacks that were going through it. Now, I thought that, David and Brady, did an exceptional job throughout the process of competing back and forth. You look at, Connor Adair is a young guy that, I think has a really bright future here. And he's still learning, exactly, what we're doing and how we're doing it. And then we had a quarterback that elected to transfer and Brady Davis, we wish him all the best moving forward. But we're really focused on the guys that are here and the competition moving forward, this fall camp, and we're even adding another high school quarterback that I think has a chance to be pretty special as well. And so it's going to be a process, and these guys know that they're competing every day, and the guy that can go out there and make 10 guys on the field better with each rep will be our starting quarterback.
I'm talking to Memphis football coach Mike Norvell. Tomorrow night, Steak and Burger Night with Mike Norvell benefits the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Memphis. Going to be at Graceland. I will be there. Jeff Calkins will be there. You can get tickets right now, bgcm.org. That's bgcm.org, obviously for a great cause, and should be a fun night. Kenny Dillingham is your first-year offensive coordinator, which is an interesting story because I believe he's only 28 years old right now. I love the hire, if only because I was going to say I know. Perhaps I don't know. I just assume that you do not put a 28-year-old in that spot unless he is super impressive. How did he adjust to his new role in the spring?
Kenny's done a great job, and he's been with me for a long time. I mean, we're going on our sixth year together. He started as a quality control assistant. When I was there at Arizona State, he came with me here to Memphis and really worked himself up as showed as a great recruiter, a great teacher. He knows this offense. He probably knows this offense as well as anybody that I've been around, just because of the time we spent together, and understands the expectation of what I'd like to see, what's important for us to move forward, and the fact that we get to do this within the whole offensive staff, and we had a couple of additions to our staff this year, and I'm really pleased with the coaching staff we've been able to assemble and how we're all going to work together.
Wrap it up here with Mike Norvell, University of Memphis football coach. Again, tomorrow night, Steak and Burger Night with Mike Norvell, benefits Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Memphis at Graceland. You can get tickets, bgcm.org, bgcm.org. Last thing before I let you go, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the first month of the Penny Hardaway era at the University of Memphis. How much have you seen up close of the energy that he seems to have brought to the program? How much have you got to know him at all?
You know, it's been great, and Penny and I have got a chance to start building our relationship, and I'm all about it because at the end of the day, I'm all about Memphis, and I love the excitement that has been generated. I'm excited about what we can do here. I think that there's it is a special opportunity for Memphis to be able to represent itself, and everybody be a part of the growth of our city and of our university and the programs that we have. When I got here, there was a lot of talk about whether it's basketball, football, who's, and at the end of the day, that doesn't matter. It is truly all about Memphis, and anything that I can do to help benefit any of our sports programs or our university, I want to do that, because every time I see that Memphis logo flash across the screen or people talking about our programs nationally, man, that does nothing but help our community. And the level of student athletes we're able to recruit I think is at an all-time high in every sport. That's something that we're pushing to continue. And, I think we've done a good job of that with football the last few years, and we expect to continue to progress, in a great direction there. And, I know with basketball and the other sport programs, there is a ton of excitement. And, I'm excited about Penny, what he brings, and, obviously the brand that of who he is and the icon of who he is. And I couldn't be more excited.
That is Mike Norvell, University of Memphis football coach. Come see him tomorrow night, Steak and Burger Night with Mike Norvell, benefiting Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Memphis. It's at Graceland. Like I said, I'll be there. Jeff Coggins will be there. Your guest speaker will be Mike Norvell. You can get tickets, bgcm.org. Thanks for being here, man. I'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, you have a great day, and go Tigers.
All right, I'll see you, Mike. That's Mike Norvell, head coach, University of Memphis. And I am looking forward to that tomorrow night.
It looks like a fun event.
Have you ever been to this event?
I have. I went last year. It was Coach Butch Jones last year.
How about that?
So, they have a good history of great speakers every year. So this is going to be cool.
I've never been.
It's a big event, too. I mean,
in
that
excited
room over there. I think, is it at the mansion or that other place? Or it's that new facility they've got at Graceland. It's really nice.
Do I get a steak or a burger? What's the deal?
I think you can get both. Get both.
I think I'll get both.
Get
then.
Both.
Get
when
both.
In Rome, it's do the, both.
It's,
do both.
It's, yeah. It's the off season.
Go get it.
The off season.
It's the off season. Get you a drink. Go.
If you're ever going to get both, now's the time to do it.
Absolutely.
Right?
Go. It's going to be a fun event. It'll be good. They have games and stuff. It's good.
If you have tickets, awesome. I'll see you there. If you don't have tickets, again, you can go to the Boys Girls Clubs of Greater Memphis website. That's bgcm.org. bgcm.org.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.